lawn mower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
This is WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, WRCE FM 107.7 and 1450 AM, Richland Center. It is 31 degrees at 8 o'clock. This update is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life. By Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Businesses and consumers are bracing for the impact that President Trump's sweeping tariffs will have on their bottom line. Here's ABC's Sonia Rincon.
Legislation is not likely before Tuesday when they're set to take effect. Early estimates from economists show these tariffs could cost families anywhere from $800 to $1,500 a year.
American businesses pay the tariffs when products and materials cross the border.
And the first place we'll feel them is at the grocery store. Nearly half of our imported fresh produce comes from Mexico and Canada.
Those who work for USAID have been given notices not to come to work today, as Elon Musk says President Trump has agreed to shut down the agency that provides billions in food aid and other assistance programs to foreign countries. Pete Hegseth planning his first trip to the border as defense secretary today. Thousands of protesters upset at Trump policies on immigration blocked streets and freeways in Los Angeles over the weekend. This is ABC News. Tributes for those affected by the California wildfires on stage at the Grammy Awards on Sunday. California Dreamer. Gaga and Bruno Mars with a rendition of California Dreamin', courtesy of CBS and the Recording Academy. About $7 million was raised for fire relief during the broadcast. Notable winners of the night included Kendrick Lamar, who took home five trophies, and Beyonce, who won for Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter.
I just feel very full and very honored. It's been many, many years.
Chappell Roan also won for Best New Artist. After more than 30 years in the same theater in New York, Blue Man Group is closed. The curtain closed on Sunday at the Astor Place Theater after about 17,000 performances. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The book of John, chapter 8, records the story of the woman caught in adultery who was brought before Jesus by the Jewish religious leaders. Wanting to stone her to death for her sin, but also wanting to trap Jesus, they told Jesus that Mosaic law said such a sinner should be stoned to death. So they wanted to know if Jesus would condemn her for her sin. Jesus looked at them and said, "The one who is without sin should be the one who throws the first rock." Dropping their rocks and walking away, they left the woman standing alone in front of Jesus, who was the only one who had never sinned and who could legitimately throw the first rock. I'm sure there was much fear in the woman, but Jesus asked, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." It doesn't say that Jesus forgave her, but it does say that he didn't condemn her, which tells me that he erased her sin so much that there was nothing left to condemn. But what Jesus said next was the most telling of his work in our lives. Jesus said to her, "Go and leave your life of sin." I've heard so many times that we're just sinners saved by grace. The sad thing is that I think Christians sometimes use that as an excuse for continuing to sin. But Jesus said, go and leave your life of sin. So people of God, let's live in the power of Christ and the Holy Spirit and leave our lives of sin so that those around us can see the work of Christ in us and glorify our Father in heaven.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, plenty of clouds across the region today as a weather system slides out of Minnesota southeastward. It is producing a band of accumulating snow all the way from North Dakota through the Twin Cities of Minnesota through much of the central stripe of Wisconsin. And that zone could see several inches of accumulation through the morning hours, so be careful if you're traveling northward today. Otherwise, colder air will dip into our region by this evening and stick around through tomorrow night, so have the warm clothing handy. Another low pressure system will sweep through the area Wednesday night. Into Thursday morning, it should bring us some more mixed precipitation here in southern Wisconsin. Roads could get a little bit dicey, so keep that in mind. We'll have a bit of a break then going into Friday before the next system slides through Friday night and early Saturday with a pretty good chance of light snow accumulation. Overall, the temperatures do look a little cool going into the mid part of February. So today, mostly cloudy, somewhat warmer than normal with a high of 37. Patchy mist or flurries possible through midday. The wind northeast around 10, becoming northwest later. Partly cloudy and much colder tonight, low near 11 degrees. And tomorrow, partly sunny and cool with a high near 20, northwest wind up to 10. Wednesday, mainly cloudy and warmer, low 13, high 32. 50% chance of light wintry mix starting in the afternoon. Thursday, light snow likely early in the morning with small accumulations. Mostly cloudy and breezy, low 22 with a high near 30. Friday, partly cloudy and cooler, low near 10 degrees with highs in the mid-20s. Some light snow moving in once again late Friday night. Saturday, light snow in the morning with small accumulations. Drying off with cloud cover lingering through the day, high about 29. And Sunday, partly cloudy and cooler with high temperatures in the low 20s. Have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It is 31 degrees with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high, 42. We did pick up a trace of precipitation. Roads were a little slippery really early yesterday morning as a result of a light mist. 49, the record high in 1992. Record low, 40 below zero, February 3rd of 1951. Last year's high was 46 and the low, 29. Sunset will occur at 5:16 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning was just a little bit later, but it's getting earlier each and every morning. Tomorrow morning, 7:14 for sunrise time. Right now, the air is moving a little bit at 4 miles an hour from the west-southwest. Also, the barometer at 29.83, and we're up 1 degree from the overnight low. It is 31.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation, service, and experience. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the Monday schedule, details as well on another Bucks loss. Those stories and more in a moment.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with Tough Shell Stretch Polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Over the weekend, boys basketball on Saturday. Platteville was a winner over Monona Grove, 73-63. Royal beat Blair Taylor, 73-50. And Wisconsin Dells over Reedsburg, 64-61, the final. Also, it was a win for Cambridge over Broadhead, 78-62. We begin a busy week for high school sports. It will cap off with conference clashes for wrestling teams coming up. Wrestlers, the girl wrestlers will be competing on Friday night in many cases. And on Saturday, the boys teams will also be setting sail for places such as Prairie du Chien. They will host the boys tournament coming up. The conference clash between the SWAL and SWC on Saturday. And Royal will host the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament, which will be held on Saturday morning there, with wrestling to get underway around 9:30. We'll have coverage of both of those events coming up this weekend on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. A boys basketball note for tonight: the Riverdale at Kickapoo boys basketball game has been moved to tomorrow night. There was a scheduling conflict, so they moved the Riverdale Kickapoo boys game to Tuesday night. JV will start tomorrow at 4:30, and varsity will follow. Some boys games tonight elsewhere. Iowa Grant is at Ithaca. It is senior night for the Ithaca seniors in boys basketball. Lafarge is at Hillsboro. Mauston at Royal. Schulzburg at Cassville. Southwestern travels to Potosi. Wisconsin Dells at Lodi. Lancaster at Mineral Point. Cuba City visits Platteville. Wisconsin Heights at Belleville. And Boscobel at River Ridge. In girls basketball, Riverdale with a good close matchup. A non-conference game tonight at Highland. It's Boscobel playing at River Ridge and Cuba City at Platteville. Plus, Barneville travels to River Valley. Should be a good matchup. We'll have it on the radio tonight, beginning with a pregame time sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports around 7:15. River Valley girls coach Joe Woodhouse talked to us recently about the possibility of a shot clock coming into Wisconsin basketball and his thoughts.
I like the concept of, you know, teams that you get up 6-8 points and stuff like that, and I feel like some teams will just pull it out and really stop playing basketball and stuff like that, and that's you know, frustrating to watch, especially at the state tournament and the playoffs and things like that. I know you're playing to the win and stuff like that, but I feel like it just slows down the game and stalls it out and things like that, where you want to keep playing basketball. And I think it'd definitely be a learning curve for a lot of teams in Wisconsin, but I think a lot of the neighboring states, I know Iowa's got it, I think Minnesota's getting it and things like that. So I think it's kind of an inevitable thing too, that we're going to end up having it. And I think it just makes a little faster paced game, and you can't just have those pull out possessions. It makes the offense work to attack and get a good look. And then also, you know, defensively getting teams to play defense too, and not just pack it in a 2-3 zone. And hopefully we can clean up the game and make it a better game for the girls to develop their skills, and also the fans to watch and things like that.
River Valley girls coach Joe Woodhouse. His team hosting Barneveld this evening. Youth bowling scores from over the weekend. On Saturday, the girls high series, Jocelyn Adams with a 538. Abby Weagle rolled a 307. Jocelyn Adams with a 195 game. Abby Weagle a 114. For the boys, Trayton Shep, 633 series. Thomas Friel, 550. Caden Keller, a 544. Trayton Shep led the way with a 242. Brady Blado, a 208. Thomas Friel, a 205 in youth bowling from over the weekend. A fourth quarter collapse cost the Bucks a 132-119 loss Sunday night. The Memphis Grizzlies outscored Milwaukee 39-20 in that period. Giannis Antetokounmpo led an unusually balanced scoring attack with 30 points, while six Bucks finished in double figures. Milwaukee's record falls to 26-21. The team travels to Oklahoma City for a tough battle on the road, scheduled for tonight. Dame Lillard says you can't turn the ball over.
When you get down a stretch of games, in a close game, you got to take care of the ball. You know, it's important to make sure that we get a shot on every possession if you want to win a game, and we can't have turnovers down a stretch of a game.
And Dame says the Grizzlies are a young, fast, upstart team.
They're a young team and an active team. They play hard. They got a lot of depth, so they're constantly bringing in different bodies, and they all come in with that same energy. You know, they fly around, they crash the glass, they play fast. They play a disruptive game, you know, in a physical game. And, you know, to beat a team like this, you got to match that energy. You know, you got to meet them where they are. And, you know, we gave up a lot of extra opportunities.
The Bucks play at Oklahoma City tonight. That is a 7 o'clock tip-off time. Elsewhere, it was Detroit over the Chicago Bulls, 127-119, Cleveland 144, and Dallas 101, Toronto 115, the Clippers 108, and Boston 118, Philadelphia 110. College basketball yesterday, Nebraska knocked off number 16 rated Oregon, 77-71. Number 18 Illinois over Ohio State by a score of 87-79. Marquette was knocked off by UConn Saturday at home, 77-69. The Golden Eagles shot only 32% against the two-time defending national champions. Senior guard Cam Jones led the offense with 22 points, and Chase Ross had 19. Marquette trailed 42-29 at halftime, so when they got hot in the second half, they were too far back to catch up. A crowd of 18,129 set a five-serve forum record for the program. The Eagles play St. John's on the road on Tuesday. The Badger men's team got hot from the outside the three-point line, especially coming from 9 points down to beat Northwestern Saturday, 75-69. John Tanjay was Wisconsin's top scorer with 27 points. All of Carter Gilmore's career-high 15 points came in the second half. The Badgers trailed by 9 at 44-35 with 14 minutes, 40 seconds remaining. By the 3:33 mark, they were up 71-60. Wisconsin hosts Indiana coming up on Tuesday night. Elsewhere in sport news from over the weekend, good news from the Brewers. We haven't heard a lot of Brewer news in the offseason, especially not lately, and certainly Milwaukee looking at the start of the season, as all teams are, for pitchers and catchers reporting in just a little bit, just about a week or so. And the Brewers catcher William Contreras agreed to a one-year contract guaranteeing $6.1 million, avoiding an arbitration hearing. A two-time All-Star, Contreras had asked for $6.5 million and had had been offered $5.6 million when proposed figures were exchanged. His deal with the reigning National League Central champions includes a team option for 2026. Contreras, now 27, batted .281 with a .365 on-base percentage, 23 homers and 92 RBIs in 155 games last year, and was an All-Star for the second time in three seasons. He hit .289 in 2023 with a .367 on-base percentage, 17 home runs, and 78 RBIs. In a move that could hit both the linebacking core and the running backs room, the Packers need to replace assistant coach Anthony Capinelli. He's taken a job as defensive coordinator for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He has been given a lot of credit for the development of rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, and the Green Bay rushing attack was one of the most effective in the NFL during the 2024 season. This will be Capinelli's first defensive coordinator position at the professional level. I'm Phil Nee with an update on Monday Morning Sports.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsborough Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsborough Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsborough Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsborough Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsborough Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Mark your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it.
A vintage Paul Harvey program is next, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm. Focused on relationships, not transactions, they help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. It was just a spring exhibition baseball game in Florida's Payne Park, an exhibition game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Braves. They used to say that Payne Park was rightly named, at least from a batter's perspective, because it was a big ballpark, a most difficult one in which to hit a home run. Anyway, the Sox and the Braves were going at it that day. Pitching for Boston was a fellow named Ike DeLock, right-hander. Nothing spectacular, pitched a lot of fastballs. But let's pretend we're watching a movie of this game. And let's run it fast forward so that we can freeze on one frame. It shows Ike on the mound, and the Braves rookie, the rookie second baseman, at the plate. The second baseman, with the bat poised above his shoulder, is barely 20. He has been called promising, but then a lot of rookies get called promising. But anyway, on this perfectly ordinary day, in the middle of this perfectly ordinary preseason game, the young second baseman is facing DeLock, and Ike DeLock winds up, and the pitch is a screaming fastball, Ike's specialty. Had it been a curveball or a slider, any other pitch, baseball history might now read differently, but it was a fast ball, and the young second baseman uncoiled with a crusher. I don't know if you know, but that's the thing about a fastball. Combine the speed of the ball with the speed of the swinging bat, and they connect solidly, then that ball is gone. The Braves manager, Charlie Grimm, couldn't get over it. Almost 400 feet to that long left field fence, and the rookie second baseman had sent the ball over the fence and into the trailer park beyond. It was only a preseason game, insignificant, almost every way insignificant, except this is the rest of the story. The Braves manager, Charlie Grimm, had been counting on a recent trade acquisition of his team, a big hitting outfielder named Bobby Thompson. But then right before the opening game of the season, Thompson broke his ankle. Well, that left a gaping hole in left field. There were at least two or three other players who might have filled that position. But manager Grimm, recalling that one stunning, super long, preseason home run by that young second baseman, chose that young man. And the rookie would always be certain that one home run was the reason he stayed with the Braves. And eventually, he was to hit more home runs than anyone in Major League history. I said eventually, he was to hit more home runs than any other, ever. And now you'll remember the day it all began, in March of 1954, for a rookie who was then faltering as a second baseman, a young man named Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron. Now you know the rest of the story.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
100.9 WRCO.
On the truck tires down a dirt road in Nashville in the summertime in 1996. I was listening to my dad and Johnny Cash doing Chain Gang and talking trash with Savannah and smoking cigarettes. But it wasn't that long till I tasted the salt of the sea, that she was still in love with the guy she left for me. So she stood there crying as I packed my pack, and I knew that I was lying when I said that I'd be back.
So she's on the run down the road.
About 2003, I'm standing on the corner of Hollywood and Vine, just a six string in me, in that Capitol building, looking up at that thing, wondering when am I gonna get my chance to sing. But faced with that kind of predicament, it'd be pretty hard not to get choked up. When every hero I had has died and every band I had broke up, I'm invited to a party and I just can't come, cause I know that once I'm in, I can't pull out till I'm
done.
Last
9 or 10, old Apuk waltzed in, put a slimy gun to my head and said, son, this is the end. I said, better get back. I got an army of good friends who'd follow me to hell, and I've done the same for them. Besides, you're not going to destroy what we work so hard to defend. We protect the things we love, just like our families did. We picked a long and winding course, and we do it again. We picked a dark horse, and we're going to ride it to the end.
It's on the wheels, it's on the road.
Shooter Jennings on WRCO. Good morning. We're at 31 degrees today. Our trivia question of the day right around the bend, regular features, and also our morning get-together with community guests coming along. And Mayor Todd Coppernall, our scheduled guest next hour here on today's morning show.
I want to live like a wildflower, find my place in the golden sun, sitting on the banks of the Okeechobee, watching that river run. Where's that girl who ran barefoot, chasing the wind and the butterflies? Telling her secrets to the calico cat, that cat never heard no lies. Grandma's apron full of blackberries, saying, get your bucket and a come on try. Wash your hands, it's time for supper, clean your face, but don't touch that smile. On the cheek and off to bed, the night light's on and the Bible's read. Pray the Lord my soul to keep, Lord keep my spirit free. I want to live like a wildflower, find my place in the golden sun, sitting on the banks of the Okeechobee, watching that river run.
Change your mind only. Yesterday you told me you love me.
just realize what I'm missing out on. I am going out tonight. May wasting my time on you. If you don't want me, won't be hard to find someone better than you. Just say that about me. No girl has my attitude to fill these shoes. Ain't wasting my time on you. Ain't wasting my cries on you. My time on you. If you don't want me, won't be hard to find someone better than you. You can't say that about me. Boy, I'm way too good for you. I am going out tonight. Ain't wasting my time on you. If you don't want me, won't be hard to find someone better than you. Just say that about me. No girl has my attitude to fill these shoes. Ain't wasting my to me.
Thanks for joining us today on WRCO Radio on a Monday. Regular features continue. Our trivia question of the day is right around the bend. DreamWorks Animation's Dog Man fetched $36 million in ticket sales at the weekend box office, making it the biggest debut yet in 2025. It was a big opening for the Universal Pictures release, adapted from the graphic novel series by author Dave Pilkey. The big screen launch for the cartoon canine was produced for a modest $40 million. Family movies like Moana 2 and Inside Out 2 last year buoyed the box office. So far, they're lifting 2025 as well. The horror comedy Companion also opened well with $9.5 million, and Drew Hancock's sci-fi tinged film set in the near future is about a group of friends on a weekend lakeside giveaway. That's at the box office. Lots of new stuff coming up in terms of family and horror films. I'm not sure who goes to these horror films, but obviously a lot of people do because they keep making many of them, and they keep doing well at the box office.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Start your morning right with a hearty breakfast at the River Valley FFA Pancake Breakfast. Join them Sunday, February 16th from 8 a.m. until noon at the Plain American Legion. Enjoy delicious pancakes while supporting River Valley FFA's career development and leadership programs. Adults eat for just $8, kids 5 to 10 for $5, and little ones 4 and under eat free. Don't miss out. Come hungry and support a great cause. For more information, call 608-588-2554. Or extension 2109, or email peyton.miley@rvschools.org. See you there.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She called me by surprise.
surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I fell in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Chevrolet.
Justin Lynch featuring Jelly Roll on WRCO Radio in the Chevrolet. 31 degrees here at WRCO Radio, just kind of hovering on that 31, 32 mark here this morning. Well, let's warm you up a little bit with trivia, all right? Chance for you to win a 6-inch sub of the day from Richland Center Subway if you know the right answer. It's 70s TV trivia today. This Carol Burnett regular played a pivotal role on the 1970 super hit Wonder Woman. And you name that person. This Carol Burnett regular played a pivotal part on the 70s super hit Wonder Woman. 608-647-4155. First one to answer wins from Subway.
A Texas wind is blowing. The clouds are moving in. I've been driving for hours, remembering where we've been. I'm miles and miles from nowhere. The moon has disappeared. There's a thunder in the distance. It reminds me you're not here. So I turn on the radio, searching for a song. Static's all that greets me, and I know I'm all alone. So I push on through the darkness, trying to stay awake. But this coffee that I'm drinking ain't strong enough to shake. The rain inside of me never goes away. Texas, but it's the dead of night for me. I
And I finally make the distance, and the music fades away. I smile for all the strangers, and I step off of the stage. We used to shoot a whiskey to celebrate the show. But Jack without the Daniel is a drink I drank alone.
Wesley on WRC. 12 before 9. Congrats to Michael Bowe, the winner of Trivia, the Carol Burnett regular who played a pivotal part in the 70s superhit Wonder Woman, was Lyle Wagner. Lyle played the studly man, Steve Trevor, opposite Linda Carter's camp classic Wonder Woman character. Yeah, what a show. But Lyle Wagner, kind of one of the forgotten cast members of that Carol Burnett cast. He lots of times played the straight man or the Carol's husband in some of the skits. And he was a good-looking dude, that's for sure. We had a couple of guesses for Harvey Korman. He certainly did some other roles as well, mostly movie roles, but not right. No, Lyle was the one who went on for fame for at least a couple of seasons in Wonder Woman. Michael wins a 6-inch sub of the day from Subway in Richland Center.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate. 647-6345.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, we're at 31 at WRCO Radio. Here's Leanne Womack.
Papa by the bed, double barrel by the door. Chickens on the rooftop, hickory on the floor. Oh, down a little dirt road out here. Somewhere where the sunshine shines, where you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in moped jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the whittle of it. Country house with you. Fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in moped jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. For the whittle of it out in the middle of the country, in a country house with you.
Sam Hunt, WRCO. Happy Trails Time is coming up, and the 9 o'clock update from ABC. Plus, we'll welcome some buddies into the studio for our update on the morning show. Mayor Todd Coppernall joining us next hour right here. This is Lori Morgan.
Well, he walked into the room with his love du jour. She was a ponytail porcelain doll. She was draped on his arm like a fine mink fur. She was at his beck and call.
He walks my way, 'cause he sure did a body good. He
He sent chills up and down, up and down my spine. He does it to me every time. It's just a case of heart over mind. And still somehow he gets to me. Well, I ain't deaf and I ain't dumb or blind. It's just an elementary simple case of heart over mind. I come to my senses. He ain't right for me.
He ain't right for me.
But he gets through my defenses. It's hard to believe. He still sends chills up and down, up and down my spine. He does it to me every time. It's just a case of heart over mind. And still somehow he gets to me. Well, I ain't deaf and I ain't dumb or blind. It's just an elementary simple case of heart over mind. It's just an elementary simple case of heart over mind. Heart over mind. Heart over mind.
Happy trails.
I'm a good friend and neighbor. This is Phil Nee. Let's put our little records away. We'll be back your way next hour here on the morning show from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our update at 9 o'clock is up next and sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green and the Phoenix Center here in Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump tariffs against Mexico, China, and Canada go into effect tomorrow morning. The president says Americans may feel some pain, but it will be worth it. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with more.
Prices are likely to rise on clothes.